There'll be no TNT tonight, so Wesley, you come preach.
Have your Bibles, go ahead and turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 15 tonight. I'd like to thank the Lord for the last night at Hope. We had a good service at Hope last night. Had 13 in attendance, and this Sunday we're going to bring the folks out from Hope out here this Sunday night for our Lord's Supper with those that our members are going to come out here this Sunday night. They're going to partake in the Lord's Supper with us. So I taught the Lord's Supper, what the Bible says about the Lord's Supper, and then I explained to them what it was. As far as when they walk in, they're going to see a sheet down front. That's not a dead body. It's not a funeral service. It's hard for us to imagine that have been raised around the Lord's Supper, that when they walk in, they very well have no idea what's going to take place on Sunday evening. We took time last night to teach that, and because the first time that they came, they sat there in the back, and some guys was passing an offering plate, and they didn't know what the offering plate was for. They just foreign to some of those things. I'm excited they're going to be here with us on Sunday evening, I'm looking for that. Also, next Thursday evening, we're going to have a fellowship after church at Fellowship Hall for Pastor next Thursday evening. Next door will be his birthday anniversary fellowship next door, so after church next Thursday night, we're going to go next door. We're going to have some cake and coffee and juice or whatever else we have for people that don't drink coffee. So we'll do that next Thursday night. Amen. Now, hold your place there and turn to Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 48, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 48. And if you're able to stand, I invite you to stand, and we're going to sing this psalm. And then we're going to turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 15, and then we're going to read our text for tonight. Psalm 48:1. Those of you that know how to sing, make sure you cover my voice up. Ready? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Awesome verses. Now, to turn back, you would, to 2 Samuel chapter 15. We're going to look to 10 verses here tonight. I think this sermon is going to be actually in three parts, I think. So we're going to 2 Samuel chapter 15 and begin reading in verse 13. Second, we see here it's a low point in the life of David. It's kind of the same time period as last week. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13. And there came a messenger to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." And David said unto all his servants, they that were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, for we shall not escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said to the king, "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint." And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women which were concubines to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place which was afar off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and then the Cherethites and the Pelethites and all the Gittites, the 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Atalia the Gittite, "Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also in exile. Whereas that camest but yesterday, why should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whither I may, return thou and take back the brethren, mercy and truth be with thee." And I tell you, I answered the king and said, "As the Lord liveth, as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place the Lord the king shall be, whether in death or in life, even there also will thy servant be." And David said unto Tai, "Go and pass over." And Tai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, all the little ones that were with him.
And all the country wept with a loud voice, and the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we do love you. And Lord, we want to stop today and to thank you for that. Lord, thank you that you are a great God. Lord, and we just stop tonight, and we praise you for the God that you are. We praise you for the way that you have worked last week, Lord, with 21 precious souls being saved, and we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for safety for the buses as they went to and fro up and down the streets, and with all the boys on the buses and getting on and off the buses. I thank you for safety there. And Lord, you just thank you for a great week this week. Thank you for all the workers that were so faithful and so diligent. We thank you for that. Father, Lord, I pray now that, Lord, as we open your word tonight, Lord, you speak to our hearts. Lord, accomplish your will in our lives. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You're going to have a seat. We said a while ago, we see here that is a low point in the life of David. I think he's feeling the full effects here of the sin of Bathsheba. And we saw last week his counselor with Ahithophel, and we saw how his counselor, it was his desire to disgrace and to destroy the king. But tonight, I guess if I had to title tonight's message, it'd be guard our focus. Guard our focus. You know, many times in life, whenever there's an Ahithophel in life, and then if we're not careful, we lose our focus. And we look on the Ahithophel, and we forget all the friends in life that we have. I think we're not careful. I need Corby. Come here, Brother Corby, real quick. I'll use Brother Corby up here real quick. Illustration. I think an example. If Corby was to hurt me, if he's my Ahithophel, you know, he does something to me that he hurts me, then you know, if I'm prone to forget all the other friends that I have, and I began to focus on him and what he's done to me. You know, he said there's three stages. They said there's contempt, there's concentration, and there's conformity. If I ain't careful, I look over at Corby and I'll feel contempt. You know, I think, you know, I can't believe he did that. I don't like him. I don't want that. You know, and then, you know, then I'll begin to push him away. But yet my focus stays on him. It goes from contempt to concentration. I begin to think on what he's done. How he's done these things and over and over again. And then the last step, you know, is conformity. If I'm not careful, I'll be so focused on him, I'll fall in the same trap that he does. I think an example of that is okay. Sit down, Brother Corby. Thank you. I think an example of that is the example of the prodigal son. I think most likely this is just my thinking. I think the prodigal son. I think that the elder brother was bitter at his younger brother. And he figured these two boys was there to work the farm and do all these things, and then the younger left and went to a far place, and I think a root of bitterness came there in the elder brother, and I believe that he concentrated so much on him that when the brother came back home, the elder brother was making the same mistakes that the younger did. The younger said, Father, you know, I want my inheritance. I want this, and I want that. I want to do what I want to do. And when he came back home, the older brother, what did he do? Where's mine? I stayed here, Father. I've served you, and I've done all these things. I think if we're not careful in our lives, I think if we're not careful and we don't guard our focus, that we could become like those that hurt us. Let's just look at a couple things here, then I'll come back to that. I look at 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 18 through 22. We see here we just read about this man a little bit. We're going to just read a couple of verses. And all the servants passed on beside him, and all the Chervonites and the Pelatites and the Gittites, 600 men came after him from Gath, that's down in the area of the Philistines, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Attalia the Gittite, wherefore goest thou with us, return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger. And then look on verse 21. And I tell you, I answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also shall the servant be. I tell you, which is a friend that stepped up when the chips are down. There are times that we have friends that maybe we aren't close to in proximity. We're not close to them, but yet they're friends. There are sometimes that when we go through hard times, sometimes friends will just step up and be there when hard times come. I know in my life, there's been times in my life when things happened in our life, we was going through hard times, that somebody maybe I hadn't heard from in a long time just stopped in. Rick, I want you to know I love you. I'm praying for you. In our lives, we are blessed to have friends. I think another example, somebody stepped up. I know illustration I used years ago. I thought of when I was preparing a sermon determined here tonight. Was this that I forget what year it was, but toward the end of the career of Babe Ruth, he'd already had all of his 175 home runs he had. And he played here in Cincinnati. He was on second base, and he made tons of mistakes. I mean, people had come to see the great Babe Ruth, play baseball, and he got there, and he just had a bad game. I know that they said it one of his errors cost his team 5 runs, and the Reds beat his team, and the people began to heckle and to boo. He sat at second base. He's there playing, and the whole place, they said, the whole place just stood up and began to boo and then to heckle. This one young man, the writer said it was a small boy, climbed over the rail and ran to the second base, grabbed Babe Ruth around the leg and just hugged him. Said that Babe Ruth just stopped, bent over, picked the boy up. And then this all happened right at the end, and they walked off the field. They said the place just stopped. All the booing stopped. All the heckling stopped. And Babe Ruth, later he made a comment what it meant to him to have somebody step up at a time of his life when he's been heckled. Yeah. Folks, in our lives, let's don't forget the friends that we have, that sometime when the chips are down, they step up. Now turn over to Proverbs 18:24. So let's don't forget the friends that we have that step up, but also turn to Proverbs 18:24, and we're going to come right back to our text. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 18, and verse 24. A man hath friends, must show himself friendly, and there's a friend sticketh closer than a brother. At the same time, let's not forget our human friends that step up when everybody else steps out, like I tell you did here. But let's remember that we have a friend sticketh closer than a brother. I'm thankful tonight that there's some Ithafels in my life, but there are a lot of friends I'm thankful for. But at the same time, let's don't forget that Jesus Christ is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Every time that I need help, he's always there. So turn over to Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:5. We're going to read a verse here, and then we'll go back to Jeremiah. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetous, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I'm thankful that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us, even when the chips are down. Now turn back to Jeremiah 31 and verse 3. Jeremiah 31:3. Brother Davis, if you would come up front, Brother Davis. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I'm thankful tonight that I have lots of friends that I know have and will in days ahead step up when the chips are down. But tonight I praise the Lord that I have a friend that is closer than a brother, that though all the world step out, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Because there are some times in life when we just can't go where we want to go to our friends. But Christ is omniscient, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, he's all these things. And he's promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's promised he'll love us with an everlasting love. In Brother Davis's life, no matter what happened in his life, he should be thankful that there's some friends here at Kazadale that will step up and be with him. But the day might come when he's somewhere where his friends can't get to. He's still not alone. He's still got a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Or there's some days there's burdens that he just can't share. There may be there's a personal thing he's going through. There's a burden he's facing that he just can't share with everybody. You know, and so he can choose to go through, I'm all by myself, or he can realize that though he can't share it with other people, that Christ is there. He's there. He knows. He never steps out. He always stays there. And folks in our lives, let's not focus on those that have hurt us. Let's focus on the friends that step up for us. And let's focus on the fact we have a friend that's closer than a brother. That's always there. Thank you, Brother Davis. Okay. And then the second person I want to look at tonight is a man named Zadok. Turn, if you would, over to verse 23 through 28. His name means righteous. Chapter 15, verse 23 through 28. That'll give me time to get there. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the Ark of the Covenant and God, and set down the Ark of God. And Abiathar went up until the people had done passing of the city. And the king said to Zadok, carry back the Ark of God in the city. If I shall find favor in thine eyes, the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, let him do to me as it seems good to him. The king said unto him, Zadok the priest, art thou not a seer? Return the city in peace, and your sons with you, with Amazaz the son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. So you see this man named Zadok, that his name means righteous, and he came and he loved David, and he accepted David. Now turning back, if you would, over to Romans chapter 5 verse 6. I'm thankful tonight that again a verse in Proverbs where his friends take a closer than a brother. Look back at Romans chapter 5 verse 6. I'm thankful tonight that I have a friend that loves me as I am. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 6 says this: for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 8, but God commends us towards while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Now turn over to Psalm 103 verse 14. We see that they just loved David for who he was. Back to Psalm 103 14. This passage said, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. You know, I'm thankful that, you know, I have some friends that I know will always step up. I'm thankful that I have some friends that love me for who I am. I'm thankful that I serve a God that's always there for me. I'm thankful that I serve a God. He knows my frame. He knows I'm but dust. You know, I'm always amazed that my wife loves me, and most people will agree with that statement. I give her a hard time, and her mom thinks it's true. But I'm thankful that my wife loves me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm amazed my wife loves me. But I'm more amazed at the fact that the friend is taking closer than a brother. He loves me. He knows me. He knows my frame. He knows I'm but dust. He knows that I'm mere flesh. He knows I'm a mess up. He knew Peter would mess up and deny him. Yet he told Peter his plan for his life, how great things he was going to do in his life. Because he knew his frame. He knew he's but dust. But he had a plan for his life. And folks, let's don't focus on the avatar, I mean, the Ahithophels of our life. Let's focus on our friends. Let's be thankful for our friends. I'm thankful for our church. I mean, Brother Alexander, there's not a whole lot of Gazadales out there. There's churches closed every day. There's churches that are closing. Be thankful for our church and our friends here at church. And let's be thankful for that. But let's also praise God for who he is and what he's done in our life. I'm thankful that that he's always there when I need him. I'm thankful that I'm accepted in the beloved, that he knows my frame, but I'm a dust, and yet he still loves me. And then the last verse I want to look at verse 30 through 37, back to 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 30 through 37, and then we're going to bring it all to a head here in just a minute. 2 Samuel. Chapter 15. It's in my Bible. It's in here somewhere. 2 Samuel 15, verse 30 through 37. We mentioned him a little bit last week. Chapter 15, verse 30. And then David went up to the center of Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. And he had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that was with him covered every man his head. And they went up, it's just a sad picture. They went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, said, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And God did. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent, and the earth upon his head, to whom David said, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden to me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king. I have been thy father's servant hereunto, so will I now be thy servant. And then thou mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. You know, there are always friends in our lives that will step up, and they'd be willing to pay the ultimate price. Here's Hushai. He's going back to Absalom's court. He's there in his court with Ahithophel. And it could very easily have cost him his life for trying to turn the counsel of Ahithophel. But God used me in a mighty way. I'm thankful for friends of our lives that step up. And they're willing to be our friends that you know, despite the past. But, in the past, I've had friends of mine lose friends because they chose to be my friend. I appreciate friends like that. They step up, and they're loyal. They're there. They love me for who I am. And they're my friend, even if it cost them. But back to our verse, I'm also thankful for the friend that's too close to the brother, that he did pay the price. See, I was a sinner going to a place called hell. I was a sinner that deserved hell, and I was going to hell. I could never work my own way to heaven. But this friend, Jesus, he paid the price. He went and died on the cross of Calvary so that I could have heaven. So tonight, I'm thankful for that friend. Now, just in conclusion, I know it's a little bit different lesson, but conclusion, just a couple of points in conclusion. We will all have Ahithophels in our life. We will all have Ahithophels. It might be a person, it might be a situation, but we're all going to have Ahithophels in our life. And if we're not careful, if we focus on them, sooner or later, we're going to become like them. Though we might do this not the exact same thing, just as the elder brother became like the younger brother, but he just stayed and looked good. There's a lot of folks that have become the elder brother. In our lives, let's make sure that we guard our focus. Let's be thankful for the friends that are there when we need them. Let's be thankful for those that love us as we are. Let's be thankful for those that are willing to stand despite the price. Then 2 Samuel 17:17. I'm almost done. 2 Samuel 17:17. I'm thankful tonight. 2 Samuel 17:17. And Jonathan and Amaziah stayed by in Rogel, for they might not be seen to come to the city. That they was outside the city, they was hiding. So they could come to the city, and went and told them, and they went and told the King David. The men inside of the city that was spies came out and told a girl, and they went and told the other two men that took that message to David. David had a friend he didn't even know he had. And in our times, I believe there are times of need that God sends friends our way. I believe there are times when we think we have no friends. There's a friend there, and they just kind of step in. Some people would call them people that God's prepared ahead of time. Some would say it's guardian angels. But the Lord always provides a friend. I'm thankful that even when I didn't know God was working in my life, He was working. Not only for my salvation, but my everyday life. That God's working in my life, even when I don't see it sometimes, He's working. When I don't know it, He's working. The older I get, the more I understand some things older people used to say. Now that I'm not older yet, but I get the senior discount now, so it's close. But the more I understand what they say about friends. It's been said that if a man has five friends, he's above average. If he has five friends that will always step up. If he has five friends that will always be faithful to him. If he has five friends that will go the distance with him, he has more than average. I'm thankful tonight that we have more than that here in our church, that we're friends. I'm thankful tonight for I have a friend that cannot fail me because he's not flesh and blood. He's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And no matter what I'm going through in my life, he will do. He'll be all that and much more. I'm thankful tonight that we serve a mighty God. Sometimes we sing the songs of Zion so much we forget what they mean. Tonight, turn your Bibles if you read this Psalm 48, 1 and 2. It's my conclusion. Then I'm going to turn back over to Pastor Burke tonight. I want us to sing this, and let's focus on what we're singing. It's about our Lord. And let's learn tonight to not watch the Ahithophels and guard against being hurt. But let's focus on our friends and be thankful for them. And let's focus on the Lord Jesus Christ as a friend, stick it closer than a brother. Let's focus on how much He loves us and what He wants to do in our lives. If you would, turn to Psalm 48, 1 and 2. If you'd stand up, please. And again, those of you that sing out, make sure you cover me up. But let's not sing this just by a song that we know. Let's think about what we're singing. Psalm 48 and verse 1. Great is the Lord. Think about it. To be praised in the city of our God. In the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, a city of the great King. The first part of Proverbs 18 says, he that hath friends must show himself friendly. Let's show ourselves friendly. Let's be thankful for our friends. And let's praise God that we do have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.